Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is suing Sprint Nextel Corporation, claiming it undercollected and underpaid $100 million in sales taxes to keep prices down. The tax suit, the first filed under the state's False Claims Act, could require the company to pay triple the amount it is accused of underpaying, or $300 million. Schneiderman says Sprint was informed and has not changed its practice, while competitors Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, and MetroPCS pay the tax.
The lawsuit we are announcing today, after an extensive investigation that began with a whistleblower complaint, uncovered a seven-year scheme by Sprint Nextel to knowingly file false tax returns and to fail to collect the proper amount of sales taxes from its New York customers. This is an application of the new law, and it's the far and away the most significant case that's ever been brought in this area. The result is that Sprint underpaid about 25% of New York sales tax on its flat rate wireless calling plans, depriving New York State local governments and various school districts of over $100 million, an amount that continues to increase by about $30,000 a day.
Since 2002, New York tax law has required mobile phone companies to collect and pay sales taxes on the full amount of their monthly access fees for calling plans. Schneiderman says Sprint, since 2005, underpaid the tax and submitted false records.
Furthermore, internal documents from Sprint suggest that its decision to avoid these taxes arose out of its nationwide effort to obtain an advantage over its rivals, not by cutting its prices and not by offering better service, but simply by refusing to collect and pay sales taxes that its competitors collected and paid.
Neil Getnick is chairman of Taxpayers Against Fraud, a national public interest organization dedicated to fighting fraud against federal, state, and local governments.
Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's action today has the potential to revolutionize tax fraud enforcement nationwide. His office has set a new standard in fighting corporate tax fraud with what we are calling the New York model. Enact a strong False Claims Act that covers tax fraud. Establish a team of dedicated prosecutors open to working with whistleblowers. And let the facts dictate the result.
The AG's office furnished some numbers, rough estimates of what some counties could have been entitled to had taxes been properly collected. For example, Schoharie County, $59,000. Albany County, $535,000. Westchester County, over $1 million. And New York City, over $28 million. In a response to the Associated Press, Sprint says the AG's complaint is, quote, without merit. It says it paid all taxes it believes its customers owe. The company then issued a statement denying any wrongdoing alleged in the Attorney General's lawsuit. Sprint spokesman John Taylor could not be reached for comment. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.